Turn your Bible to Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews chapter 12. And make straight paths for your feet, verse 13, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but let it rather be healed. Follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled, lest there be any fornicator, profane person, as Esau, who for one morsel of bread sold his birthright. For you know how that afterward, when he would have inherited the blessing, he was rejected, for he found no place of repentance, though he sought it carefully with tears. Now we see a number of things in this context I think are important. Number one, the chastening of the Lord. How ought we to respond to the chastening of the Lord, the dealing of the Lord with our life? I think the context is telling us that we can, notice what it says. It says, make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way. Okay? Now, you know, you kind of think of it this way. You know, here's somebody's lame, you know, and so, you know, just kind of like a car, if you got a flat tire on one side, you know, your car's going to go that way, right? Okay? And so it says, don't let that lameness cause you to turn out of the way, but make straight paths that ye may be what? Healed. I don't know. It seems like the inference is the lameness is a result of the chastening of the Lord. And rather than responding incorrectly to the lameness, to the chastening of the Lord, and be turned out of the way, it says, make straight paths, do the right thing. And then what he says is going to happen? You're going to be healed. Going to be healed. And again, we have this inference of proper responding to the working of the Lord in our lives. And the Lord is sovereign. And, you know, the most important thing in our life is that we live for God. You know that? And, you know, whether something happens and you get lame, that's just physical. That's just physical. That's only going to last so long. But the spiritual lasts forever, doesn't it? And it's a valued decision in life, what is most important thing? And you know, we're always... And we have to make value decisions in life. What is the most important thing? We were, of course, if you're in Sunday school class last week, we talked about, you know, what's the most important thing. We had in our Sunday school teachers' meeting, we were talking about budgeting again, and we said, okay, you know, if a young person goes to Culver's once a week, gets a meal, and they buy some Mountain Dew, and they go to Taco Bell once a week, and, you know, it might add up to $10 to $14 a week just on, you know, kind of junk food, you know what I mean? And, you know, how many teenagers do you know that give $14 a week to missions? All of a sudden, we find a... talking about how budget tells you what your values are. Well, that's what the Lord is talking about here, values. And Verse 15 says, looking diligently lest any man fail of the grace of God. What's God's grace? The supernatural ability to do what we in our own strength could never do. It's the supernatural ability to do and to be what we are not. That's what God's grace is. Okay? It's supernatural working of God in our lives to be what we aren't. All right? Now, we'll put it together. Lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you. Are any people bitter at God? Are any people bitter at God? Yeah. They're bitter at God. Why are they bitter at God? A lot of reasons people can be bitter at, they can decide to be bitter at God. But the reason we bring that up is because it tells us that bitterness is a decision that we make. It is not right or wrong, it's always wrong. But it doesn't have any basis on whether somebody did something wrong to us or not. It's not about somebody doing something wrong to us. Now, it could happen because somebody does something wrong to us, but there's a lot of people bitter at God, and God is good. The God of all the earth will always do right. Nobody will ever be able to shake a finger at God and said, God, you did wrong. But there are people that are bitter at God. Now, I bring that up to say this, is that all of us have to be very, very aware of the fact that any bitterness is because we choose it. Any bitterness has nothing to do whether we ought to be bitter at somebody or not. Bitterness is always because we choose it. And we excuse it by some reason. But bitterness will always destroy us. Always. And so here's the person. They've been dealt with by God. Figuratively, they're lame. And so they're going to use that as an excuse to do what? Go out of the way. Instead, they should respond to God's chastening, who is trying to correct them, and they should make straight paths and do the right thing. And then what does it say? Then you'll be healed. You'll be healed two ways. You'll be healed physically, and you'll be healed spiritually. And so, we all have to be very, very careful of bitterness. Because at any juncture in life, we can all find some reason to decide to become bitter. There will always be some reason that we can decide to become bitter. But bitterness is never based on whether there is a reason for it. Bitterness is always a decision to become bitter because we decide to. And it will always destroy us. It will never do any good for us or anybody else. It will always destroy us. Now, the Bible goes to Esau. And we'll try to deal with this quickly. We'll probably come back to this, but it's an important subject. Chapter 27 of Genesis. Now, Esau, he was a secularist. He chose to put himself and his desires ahead of God and spiritual things. And in the process, he sold his birthright, which is the decision not to take the spiritual leadership of the family. And then we know that when the blessing was to come, Jacob dressed up like Esau and Isaac gave him the blessing which he was supposed to get. But notice Jacob says. Verse 34, and when Esau heard the words of his father, he cried with a great and exceeding bitter cry and said unto his father, bless me, even me also, O my father. And he said, thy brother came with subtlety and hath taken away thy blessing. And he said, is he not rightly named Jacob? For he hath supplanted me these two times. He took away my birthright, and behold, now he hath taken away my blessing. A bitter cry. Now, what does it say? It says, lest there be any fornicator, profane person as Esau. You know what it says? Bitterness. The devil uses bitterness for people to justify ungodly living. Many times, immorality is the result of bitterness. Just like Esau. They will justify wicked behavior will be the result of bitterness. And so, the Bible says that we have to be very careful not to fail of the grace of God. What is it saying? What is it saying? The grace of God is a supernatural ability to be something we aren't. You know what we aren't? We aren't forgiving. You know what? We aren't selfless. We aren't easily submit to God. We can easily resist God and be proud. But God's grace is the ability to say, no, I'm not going to let bitterness come in my life. I'm not going to let it. I am not going to hold that thing. That's not human. That's not normal human behavior, is it? Normal human behavior is, I am going to hold that till I die. That's normal human behavior. The grace of God says, no, I can't go there. And I will look to God to do in my life what I can't do myself. And so this fits into the context of God's chastening. And sometimes, you know, the chastening of the Lord does come in our life because of we've gone the wrong way. And something maybe, it's just the result of our reaping what we've sowed. And God is using it to correct us. But we need to respond correctly to the correction. And we need to appropriate God's grace. But I think the really important thing for us to realize is that in this context of God's chastening, who God is a loving, good God, that people become bitter at God who never deserves to become bitter at. And yet, people do it all the time. It illustrates to us the fact that bitterness is always our choice. It's always our choice. And it will always destroy us.
And yes, there are people who are convinced that God is evil. But they're wrong. But they use that as an excuse for them to go on bitter. And you know, if you ever study some of these groups that attract bitter kids, oh boy, they do some terrible things. And the Bible says that bitterness makes people profane, fornicators, immoral. And so this is a very serious thing that we need to be careful to seek God's grace in this very important part of living. And children can become bitter. You know, it's amazing that kids can become bitter. But they can. And it will destroy their life. You have to realize that to be bitter is a choice. It's a sinful choice and has absolutely no basis. And so we need God's grace. We always need God's grace. God's grace will make us what we can't be. And He, that grace, will heal us. And that grace will help us to go forward rather than to be destroyed by our own selves. So we need to be realized that all of us have to be very careful about this little thing that wants to creep into all our lives. Let's pray. Father, we pray that You'll use the Word of God tonight. And Lord, I pray that we will be, our hearts will be tender to this great truth. And that we will, even tonight, realize that any bitterness that we allow to come in our life is only because, one, we have failed the grace of God, and number two, because we have chosen it. And Lord, help us to choose not to be bitter, and help us, Lord, number two, to choose and to rely upon Your wonderful grace to be only what we can be in Jesus Christ. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.